Okay, we're looking at group four, the fourth group, PHP. So you want to bring that up. If you don't have that, then bring up any database you have, because I want you to experiment, and you can experiment really with any database. But the one I'm going to experiment with is this one. So it would make more sense if you brought that one up. Okay, but if you weren't here or you don't have that, then bring up any database. Okay, so my database has a STU ID, name, and that lovely keyboard that I can't get rid of. It will show up someplace else, at least. So this is the database it has. Again, if you don't have that database, you can bring up another. Okay? So before we do anything else, I want to talk about the user interface for one more couple of minutes, and then we will go on to the next topic. Okay, so the one I've been having problems with is, let's say I want to develop a new database. So I say create query design, and I add the table and close it. And then I'm going to bring down everything. Okay. So, I want to do this. I want to do major has to be CI. That has to be true. And either GPA greater than 3, if that's true, then I display. But if it's not true, I have one other possibility, and that is the number of credits greater than 20. So what I've said there so far is major has to be CI. And either GPA has to be greater than 3 or number of credits has to be greater than 20. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So if I get a no to this, I do nothing. If I get a no to, okay, so I start out. If it's CI, if the GPA is greater than 3, I'm happy and I display. If not, I've got a second chance. Still, though, CI has to be true because I'm on the yes for CI. If number is greater than 20, I display. If it's not, I don't display. I have nothing to do. I don't display. I join the yes and the no, and then the no up here goes down, and I join that in. Okay, so I have the situation where I only want to see CI majors. And I specifically want to see CI majors that either have a GPA greater than 3 or a number of courses greater than 20. How do I code that?
CI under major.
Put the CI under major. GPA greater than 3. A CI major and either GPA greater than 3 or number of credits greater than 20.
number of credits greater than 20 on the OR line.
Okay. Does everybody buy that? Am I done?
No.
No.
No?
You need CI in the OR section as well.
Thank you. Because right now, I said CI has to be true. On the OR line, does CI have to be true? No. Anybody with number of credits greater than 20 will show up. Okay? If I go ahead and run this, and I don't know if I have somebody, but let's try it. There's my business student that had number of credits greater than 34, and they showed up. And that should tell me that this didn't meet my criteria. Okay? So, no. Because I need all CI majors. So therefore, I have a problem in the specifications that I gave because I got this business student in here and I don't want him. Okay? So, now I gotta go out and take her suggestion and go back over and put in the CI on the OR line. Okay, so before we talk about that, let's see if it works. So I go to the view and the BU student isn't there. Everybody here meets my criteria. These are CI majors. These three have greater than 3 for GPA. The one that doesn't has greater than 20 for the number of credits. Okay? Now, in fact, all of them have number of 20 greater than the credits, but it asked the question first about GPA. So it plucked off 3 of those based on their GPA, and then it got one more based on the number of credits. But it would have actually got them all based on credits. Yeah.
So in order for something to be true, it has to be in both fields.
That's right.
Under the same column and the same field.
Yep.
And that's the problem that I was having.
Yep. You and you got a lot of company.
Okay.
You had a lot of company, which is why we're going over it today. Because yep, you did. Okay? So now I'm saying they have to be a CI major and greater than 3, or a CI major with greater than 20. But either way, they've got to be a CI major. Okay? They've got to be a CI major. Okay. Does that make sense? Okay.
Does know.
Huh?
Does know.
Good. That's what counts, yep. Is it eventually makes sense. Okay. So, those of you who haven't passed in the access homework yet, go back and check and make sure you did it right. And those of you who did pass it in, go back and fix it and pass it in again. Okay? Because that's the one that everybody... That's the one that, you know, the most people were having problems with.
4 and 5.
Yes. Okay, questions? So everybody's going to get that right now, right? If not, going to ask me a question. It's your responsibility now. Okay. So I'm going to save this. Yes, has to be true. And okay, so I've saved that. Okay, now, when you have a database, you have a user interface, and that's what we've been talking about, is the user interface. And the user interface is designed for people who have to learn some of the basics, but they don't have in-depth knowledge of how a database works. In fact, in the background, all of this is run using a language called SQL, which can also be pronounced SQL. And it's about 50-50 whether people like SQL or SQL, okay? But SQL stands for Structured Query Language. And it is the language behind the scenes, okay, in a query. So the user interface lets you enter something in a visual environment. Behind the scenes, it's being translated into SQL and executed. If you use Oracle, SQL is what runs. If you use MySQL, SQL runs. If you use SQL Server, MySQL runs. If you use Access, it's behind them all until you get to big data. And big data is starting now to have other things involved in it. But big data is really only used by big companies now, and it's going to be a long time before the whole world is involved in that. Okay, it's, you know, it's your Amazons and that sort of thing that are using big data a lot. So, what we're going to do is talk about how to write SQL. Okay, so I'm going to come in here and I'm going to do the same thing, create query design. And I can go ahead and add the table or not. It's up to me. I'm adding, whoops, I added it twice and I don't want to do that. Remove table. Okay, so I added the table. Now, at this point, I want to come over here on the side. And notice when I click up there, one of the things it says is SQL view. And wait just a minute, because I want to take a picture of that. And I can't capture it except that way. Okay, so I'm doing SQL view. And I click on that, and it gives me this. Okay, now, I am going to open Notepad, and I'm going to take and put what is here in Notepad. You don't have to do that. I am doing that because I can make it bigger in Notepad, and therefore you can see what's going on. What I'm writing, I've got to have over there, and I'm going to take and copy this and put it over under Query 1. But I'm doing the development here in Notepad so that you can see it. So because I chose add a table, it wrote select from student. Student is the name of the table. If I hadn't chose add a table, it would have come over here and just had select, and I would have to write from student because I have to tell it what table I'm using. Okay? So, if I want to see everything from the student table, I just write select asterisk from student. And asterisk means show me all of the fields. So I just say select asterisk from student. Okay, so if I come over here and put the asterisk in like that, okay, that's where I actually would have it. Again, I'm kind of writing in Notepad so you can read better. But I'm going to have select asterisk from student here. And then if I come over here and click on the view, it shows me all of the data. Select asterisk means select all of the fields. So the asterisk gets me all of the fields. And I get all the rows, so I'm getting all of the data. This would be like if I did in the user interface, if I put nothing on the criteria line, nothing on the OR line, but I brought down all five fields. This is what I would see. Okay, so this is select asterisk from. Now, for this particular using SQL, in the user interface, it very nicely told me what the names of the fields were. When I'm writing SQL, I got to remember the names of the fields. So the names of the fields are Stu ID, names, major, GPA, and number of courses, number of credits, rather. Okay, so that was select, whoops, I want to go back to SQL view. That was select asterisk from student. Notice also that there is a semicolon at the end that tells me that this has been completed. So there's a semicolon there at the end. Now what this does is, if you learn SQL, actually if you go and look up what skills people are looking for out in the world, SQL is real high on the list. They want people that know SQL, because it's kind of tricky when you get into advanced SQL especially, and there's a lot of demand for it because it's the major way to access a database and get material out of the database. Okay, so it is big demand. So if I come over here and I change this, instead of an asterisk, I write Stu ID, names, major, GPA. And let's say I just want to see those four. So I have taken and I've written them separated by a comma rather. So I've said I want you to select those four fields from student. Okay, so I'm going to copy this and put it where it has to be to have it actually work. And then I'm going to go over to the SQL. Come on. And click on SQL view. And then do view. Actually, I didn't have to click on SQL, do view. And so now I'm getting all of the records, but I'm just getting four fields. I'm not getting the number of credits, because I didn't put that in the list. Okay? The other reason that I do it down on Notepad is I can now bring this up and you can see both at the same time. So I said select Stu ID, name, major, GPA from Stu. Okay? So now what I want to do is I want to change this. So I'm going to go back over to SQL view and I'm going to change this. And I'm going to get rid of the semicolon for a minute because I'm adding another line. And I'm going to say where major equals CI. And then put in the semicolon. So now I'm putting in the condition, the criteria. Major equals CI is the criteria that I put on the user interface when I wanted to see all the CI majors. So I'm saying where major equals CI. Okay. So again, I'm going to copy and paste this. And take it over and put it in here under query one. And then I am going to view it. And there it is. I'm only seeing the CI majors because I said I only wanted to see the CI majors. Okay, so the business majors are now not showing up. So essentially what I've got there is the same thing I did before, where if I say, is the major equal to CI? If the answer is yes, I want a display. If the answer is no, I have nothing to do. I only am displaying if the major is equal to CI. So if the major is not equal to CI, that's a Y up there, by the way. And even someone says, a little tricky, but that's a Y up there. Okay, so if the major is CI, I'm going to display. What am I going to display? The four fields I put in the select statement. So you're only going to see four fields. Okay. So now I'm going to change this, and I'm going to say I want to see where the major equals CI and the GPA is greater than 3.5. Okay? So I've now got an and relationship. This is like putting the two things on the criteria line. This and this. So if I look at the flowchart for this, I'm saying major has to be CI. And if the answer is yes, then I also have to have a GPA greater than 3.5. And if I got a yes to both of those, then I get to display. If I get a no to the GPA question, and if I get a no to the CI question, I do nothing. Okay, so this is CI and GPA greater than 3.5. Okay? So if both of those are true, then I am going to display. Okay. So if I take this, and I'm going to copy it, and I'm going to go over to the SQL view and put it in there. And then I am going to view this. Whoops. I hit the wrong thing, but there it is. So those are the two CI majors that have a GPA greater than 3.5. Okay? They are showing up. Okay. Now I could also do this with an OR relationship. So instead of having and there, I can have or, and I actually am going to change it to 3 because I think the business student is a 3.4. But I may be wrong. But I'm going to change it to 3 there. So now I'm saying they have to be one or the other. If they're CI, I don't care what their major, what their GPA is. I want to display them. If they're not CI, then I have another reason to display them if they have a GPA greater than 3. And if they do, I'm going to display them. And if they don't, I have nothing to do. So I've got two chances. Either of those chances will get me to display. Okay, either of those chances. Don't forget, everybody who's madly copying the notes, these are going to be up there tonight. So you can go to the website and see all the flowcharts up there tonight. Okay? So, I've now got, if it's CI, display. If not, is the GPA greater than 3? If it is, display. If not, I have nothing to do. Okay. So now I'm going to go and take this one and try it and see what I get when I try it. So I'm going to change this and put the new one in. I hope. Apparently I'm not, so I will go back and change it here. Okay, so CI or GPA greater than 3, and when I view it, whoops, apparently I didn't have any business students that had a GPA greater than 3. So I am going to go back to the SQL view. Come on. And I will say CI or GPA greater than 2 and see if that cuts it. And now I picked up 2 business students. Okay, so when I put in the greater than 2 here as opposed to the greater than 3, I picked up 2 business students. Okay, so I either want to see CI majors or the GPA has to be greater than 2. Okay, and now I've got 2 business students that meet that criteria. Okay. When I tried greater than 3, you can see the business students didn't meet the criteria. If I tried greater than 2.5, then one of them would have met the criteria. Okay. I'm going to get you to start an attendance sheet before I forget. Okay, questions, yeah.
Why doesn't GPA have to be in quotes where CI does?
Because, okay, can anybody answer that question? Why didn't I put quotes around this, but I did put quotes around that?
Well, GPA is a number.
That's right, and that's the reason.
But the word GPA there, how does it?
No, I would never put it around that because that's the name of the field. I didn't put it around major either.
But
then I want to compare, wait a minute, I want to compare the contents of the major field to the literal CI. Here I want to compare the contents of the GPA field to the literal 2. The difference is that CI is not a numeric, and so I put it in quotes. 2 is a number, so I don't put it in quotes. And there's a lot of reasons for that. One of them is numbers are used for calculations. But the other one is that names of fields can't be just a number. They have to include a letter. So there's no chance for confusion. But with CI, I could name a field CI. You know, company index, CI. I can name a field CI. So putting the quotes around tells it that it is, okay? Putting the quotes around tells us that it is a literal. That it is not a field name, it is a literal. And it should be comparing to the actual literal CI. A name of a field can't be just a number, so there's no chance for confusion there. Yeah.
So if we gave CI a numeric value, though, it wouldn't meet the double quotes.
That's right. Now, the other thing is that you want, on the whole, to be consistent with the way you set it up. So I set up major with a short text, which means that it can contain letters, numbers, or special characters. So it would still prefer that I put it in quotes because it's a short text. If major was supposed to be a number, then back when I made the table, I should have defined it as a number. Because the computer wants to compare like things. We like to compare like things. We don't compare cat to 50. Okay? You don't compare like that. we compare numbers to numbers, we compare words to words. We don't compare words to numbers. Well, computers don't want to either, okay? They like to compare the same things. So this is a short text field that was set up as a short text field. And so when I compare, I'm comparing to the quotes, and that makes it a literal that is a string, kind of literal. GPA was set up as a number field, and I am comparing it to a number. And so the world works better when we compare like things. Can we get away with not comparing like things? Sure, sometimes. But it's best if we compare like things.
I get an error saying, and I'm using my own database, I don't have that one. It says data type mismatch criteria expression.
That would be what I was just talking about. You've got a data type mismatch. So the way you define the field is not the way you're using it. That's exactly what I was talking about. Again, notice you can tell where how it was defined. Short text is over against this wall. Numbers are against that wall. Okay? So numbers are over against the right wall. Text fields are over against the left wall. How was student ID defined? It was set to find as short text. And I know that, even though it has all numbers in it, I know it's short text because it's over against the left wall. And things over against the left wall are string or text, and things over against the right wall were defined as numbers. Let's play with this then. Where I say, where ID, stu ID, is greater than, or is equal to, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. Okay, so that's what I want to compare. I want to see the student that has a student ID of 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. Okay. So I'm going to copy that. Let me just take a picture of that. And then I'm going to copy this. And you want to, I didn't want to cancel it out. Sorry. And I'm going to come over here to SQL view. And I'm going to put this one in. And I am going to say view. And there it is. Okay? When I say compare, student ID, which was a short text field, okay, so this was defined as short text, that is a number. It's yelling at you. Data type mismatch in criteria expression. So it's yelling at you. Okay? Done like that. Some languages are forgiving about that and say, and go ahead with it. But others get picky. Okay? So if I now go in and I put this 222 in quotes, okay, so I've now put it in quotes, and I go and run it. There it is. Because I made the data types the same. I took what was defined as short text, I put it in quotes, which made it text or string. They compared perfectly. But if I have different types, it complains. And as I said, some languages will be forgiving about that. Others are absolutely rigid about it. And so if you get in the habit of always doing it right, then you don't care whether they're strict or lenient. If you just always do it right and always compare like types. Okay? So that brought up Linda French. And for some reason, it just really likes to show that saving ink notes. Okay, so we've looked at ands and ors. Now what I want to do is come down here and look at what we looked at a few minutes ago when we first started and say major equals CI and... let's see, GPA greater than 3 or number courses greater than 20. Okay, now this is a problem. This is not done correctly. Okay, so I've got a problem here. Move it up so I hide the output that doesn't go with it. Okay, so this is a problem. First of all, ands get resolved before ors. That's a basic logic. Ands get resolved before ors. So that means when it looks at this, it takes these two together, and this one stands alone. Yes. So this one, these two are resolved together, and the other one stands alone. Now my goal here was the first problem that we did when we came in today, where it has to be a CI major and either of the other two. Now, will this do that? Does it have to be a CI major?
No.
The way I've coded it, does it have to be a CI major? This would be the same as if I put these two on the criteria line and this one down on the OR line. Okay, because the major equals CI and GPA greater than 3 are together, and the number of credits stands alone on the OR line if you were using the user interface. And in fact, we can go and look at the, as, that's not what I want. That's what I want. No, I didn't run the one last one, apparently. And they're right, I didn't. So let me go back down here, grab this, and run it. Okay, so there's my code. And I don't want to, just want to close that down. I need to come over here to SQL view. And I'm going to paste that in. Okay, so when I run this, I get a BU major, just like I did when I ran it wrong at the beginning of class. I've got a BU major sitting right there, because they must have had number of courses greater than 20. Now, I don't know that for sure because, I didn't put it on the line. So come over here and change this to include NumCR. And now that I've included NumCR, if I go and look at a view of this, I can see that in fact the BU1 did get there because the number of CR was greater than 20, was 34. So this does not work. If I go and look at the SQL view, and I can get to the SQL, the user view, by clicking on the tools, notice how it's set it up. It's set it up as CI, GPA greater than 3, or just greater than 20. Now, for some bizarre reason, when I start out in SQL, it puts those things in instead of putting it under the major things. That's a change to this version of Access. It used to come over here and have the common sense to put the CI over here, the GPA here, instead of making 3 over at the side. And notice the 3 over the side are not checked to show. So it puts the logic over to the side, doesn't show them, but analyzes using them. Okay? Somebody came up with just this really clever idea. Okay, so notice that CI is not on the OR line. It doesn't have to be true. Okay, so that was a problem. What I can do to change that is, if you remember back to math days, if I put in parentheses, that will change it. Because now I am saying CI and either of these. Remember, the parentheses get resolved first. Parentheses get resolved first. And so it goes in and says GPA greater than 3 or number of courses greater than 20, is one of those true? And then it says, okay, now that I know whether one of those is true, it has to be CI and one of those is true. So parentheses get resolved first. And this will give me CI on both lines. So we're going to take a look at that. Okay. First of all, if I take this and copy it and go in and execute it, so I'm getting up Seek SQL view, and I'm putting this in here. Okay, so there it is. And if I run this, hello, datasheet view, there it is, they're all CI mages. Okay, so they're all CI mages. So this is saying they have to be a CI major in either of the other two. I don't care which one, but it's got to be one of them. Okay. Now, if I go over to the user interface and look at what it comes up with, come on, you can do this. And look at the user interface, notice what it now has. It has CI on both lines. GPA is on one line, number of courses is on the other. CI is on both lines. So it knows that it has to be CI and either of the others, because one of these is on the criteria line, and one of these is on the OR line. Does that make sense? Okay, because you're getting an assignment to do this, and there are a couple of them on the assignment that say this and either of those. So pay attention to that. One thing has to be true, and in this case, it's major is CI, and either of the other things has to be true. Yeah.
So the parentheses, what do the parentheses do again?
They get resolved first before the ands and ors get resolved first. So anything in parentheses gets resolved first. Now, if there were both ands and ors inside the parentheses, ands get resolved before ors. But in this case, it was just an or inside the parentheses. Okay. Yes?
What if on the or line, you see something that says just false? As the less than and less
that's
than
because you set up a field that is a true false option when you set it up and it has false on it. The yes no option. When you set it up, there is all kinds of data things, and apparently you did that. We didn't cover that in class.
No.
But apparently you
that was not
you picked it.
That's where you choose either like short text or
choose short text. You chose, and I don't remember how it's what it's called, but it's something that lets you choose yes, no, true, false. Okay? And I suspect you did it on the plan to use. A couple of people got very creative on the plan to use and used those. And it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. But I had expected you to write a wire and in there and test for a wire and in or something. But if you set it up that way, it's not a problem.
So I should still get the same result?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
When would you have to use the parentheses?
When you want one thing to have to be true. So this is a situation where I'm saying I want the major to be a CI. Absolutely want it to be a CI. And either of those, and I know my rules, and my rules say ands are resolved with ors. So that would mean those two would be grouped, and this would stand alone. And that's not what I want. So I put the parenthesis in to make it consider the or first. The parenthesis is forcing it to consider the or first. So then it says, this result and CI. So it's saying CI and whatever I came back with when I resolved the parenthesis.
So it's like the order of operations?
Yeah, it's totally the order of operations. Order of operations is ands before ors and parenthesis before that. And in algebra, when you're doing calculations, parenthesis change the order of multiply and add. It's the same thing. You know, multiplies get done before adds. I can change that by using parenthesis and forcing the add to be done first. So it's the order of operations, and it's the same as in algebra. As I said, if you do algebra and you say A plus B, and you want to multiply that all by 5, you put it in parentheses and say outside I want the 5 there. And I want to add the two together and then multiply it by 5. Okay. So it's the same order of operations. This is done first because it's inside the parentheses. If I wrote 5A plus B, then the 5 multiplies by the A, and then the B gets added. Okay? Remember back to your algebra.
In this example, instead of putting number of credits that's greater than 20, let's just say you did 4 equals 3. Would that work?
Sure.
Okay.
I just get more records if I test for a greater than I do if I test for an equal. And the other thing is I have to remember less, as in what data did I give them.
Yeah.
If I'm looking for specifics on equal, then I got to remember the data that I described. Okay, so again, the logic for this is, the first question, is it a CI? And if the answer is yes, then I am looking for GPA greater than 3. And if that answer is yes, then I display. If the answer's no, I have a second chance, which is the number of credits greater than 20? And if the answer's yes, I display. If the answer's no, I've run out of chances. So CI has to be true. If CI isn't true, I don't bother to check anything else. I'm out of here. I only want CI majors. If I have a CI major, then they either need to have a GPA greater than 3 or number of credits greater than 20. Either one of those works. So I put this all inside the parentheses. So the and these are inside the parenthesis. And this is or. So it's CIS and either of those two. And those two have to be in parentheses. If I take out the parenthesis, then the first two get resolved and the last one stands alone. So if I take out the parenthesis, and I say CI and, okay, major equals CI, major equals CI and GPA greater than 3 or num credits greater than 20. Okay, if I look at the logic for this, I'm asking the CI question, and then I'm asking, is the GPA greater than 3? And if the answer is yes, I'm displayed. Or, so these two got grouped. If I get a no to the CI question, then I have to ask about number of credits. Is that greater than 20? And if the answer is yes, I can display it. Because I don't care about what major it is. This one stands alone. That one stands alone. Okay. Now, what am I going to put as the no to the GPA question? What's going to be right here? What am I going to do? Go back to the top. Won't let me. What question am I going to ask?
Is it greater than 3?
No, I already asked that. That was the GPA greater than 3.
Oh, it's the number greater than 3.
I'm going to be asking here, is the number of credits greater than 20? Because, in fact, that stands alone. And then we get to draw all these things together, which is probably the hottest part of the whole operation. And figuring out which is what and where they end. In this one, the number of credits is greater than 20, stands alone. So if I get a no to the CI, I immediately ask about number of credits greater than 20. If I get a yes to the CI, but I get a no to the GPA greater than 3, then I immediately have to ask the thing that stands alone. Is the number of credits greater than 20? because that stands alone. Without the parenthesis, that stands alone. When I put in the parenthesis, I change everything entirely. But this is the logic if I don't have the parenthesis in. It has to be number of credits and GPA greater than 3, or just number of credits greater than 20. So if I get a no to either question in the first part, I go to the one that stands alone. If I get a no to either question in the first part, that group didn't work, so I go and check the thing that stands alone. Some of you look like it makes sense. Some of you look like you're bored out of your minds. Some of you look like it's clicking. Where do we stand? You're confusing me, in other words. Does this make sense? Okay, your job is to ask me questions when it doesn't make sense. I think I've done a wonderful job explaining this. If you disagree, ask me questions and I won't be insulted. Okay. Now, we're going to look at one more thing which indicates how you're going to do the homework. So the next homework you've got to do is you've got to go and find 10 articles about soft skills. And you've got to put them in a database. Okay? So you're making a database of articles. And then I've given you a bunch of queries to do. But these have to be done in SQL. Now our problem becomes, this. So if I just do query design and I say close, and then I go to SQL view, it doesn't show anything. If I add the table, it adds the phrase that says a select from table. If I just close and don't add the table, it does nothing. Wait a minute, SQL view. Except put the word select in there, which is basically it does nothing. Followed by the semicolon. So I'm going to paste in. I thought I was going to paste in. Oh, well. Copy. Paste. Okay, so there is my GPA, CI, and either of those two things. Okay. So, I'm going to go over and look at the data sheet view, and it shows me the results. And then I'm going to, by mistake, click on the viewer. Okay, so apparently I'm not. The design view. And then I'm going to go back to the SQL view. Okay, it's not doing it. If I do this often enough, it should be causing problems. And if it doesn't, nah, for some reason it decided to like me. Okay, so let's say instead of that, I'm going to go to the design view, and I'm going to actually make it myself. What I'm trying to show you is how it can mess you up, and I'm not doing a very good job of getting it to mess me up. Okay, so I'm going to go in, and I'm going to say create query design, add, close. I'm going to bring these things down. And I'm going to say CI. Whoops. And greater than 3 or CI and greater than 20. Okay. Now, if I then tell it to go and look at the SQL view, that's what I wanted to see. Look at what it does for me. Okay. So, instead of the nice, neat code that I wrote, look at the code that it generated for you. Okay, so when I went and wrote it first in the user interface, and then went to SQL, it turned it into SQL, as opposed to what I've been doing all day, which is writing the SQL. It turned it into SQL. And it got carried away. And if you do it this way, and you pass it in looking like that, I'm going to send it back to you. Okay? Because that's what Microsoft generates. I want you to understand SQL, so I want you to write it the right way, or write it the way it's easy to write. It's not that this is wrong. I shouldn't say the right way. I'd say the straightforward way. Okay? So, first of all, every single field up here has the student table name in front of it. So it says student dot stu ID, student dot name. That's not wrong. The rule, however, is if you are using multiple tables and the same field appears on more than one table, you have to tell which table it came from. So if you have multiple tables and they both have a student ID, then you have to tell it which, it's a from at two tables, from student, comma, BCC, or something like that. And they both had a student ID. Then I need to say student.stuid or BCC.stuid. I have to clarify which table it came from. When there's only one table, it can only come from that table, so I don't have to have that. But that's not my big complaint. My big complaint is the incredibly excessive use of parentheses. Because if you look at that, do you have any idea what it really is saying logic-wise because of all the extra parentheses they thrown in? Okay? I had one set of parentheses. And in fact, I apparently didn't copy right when I copied it. Because number of credits greater than 20 somehow got lost. Okay? But essentially, I only had one set of parentheses. So I can tell what the parentheses are. They put a parenthesis around the field. Then they put parenthesis around the condition. Then they put, they just get carried away. So essentially, if you pass it in to me that way, I'm going to send it back to you and say, I want it simplified. Okay? Now the problem is, when you're over there clicking as to whether you want to see the view or the user interface or the SQL, if you go to the user interface too often, sometimes Microsoft decides to fix it for you. Okay? And so it adds all the parentheses and everything. So what I'm telling you that you have to do for the assignment is once you've got it written, copy and paste it into Notepad or something. If you have to fix it, go back to Notepad and fix it. But copy and paste it into Notepad. So when you send me the Access database, send me a list of the six queries in Notepad so I can see them the way you wrote them. So that if Microsoft gets in there and fixes up a couple of yours, and maybe when I'm checking, I make Microsoft do that, I can see the way you originally wrote it. Yes?
You want a screenshot of the Notepad?
Pardon me?
You want a screenshot of the Notepad?
That would work. I was just saying basically copy and paste it into Notepad and send it to me. But send me the Notepad. I was just going to have you attach the Notepad. Okay? So, that's what I need you to do because I do not want to see Because then you could just go into the user interface and Microsoft creates it for you, and then you don't have any practicing SQL, and then the whole assignment is worthless, and da 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 da. So, therefore, you have to do it my way. Okay, questions? Okay, so let's try writing a couple, because we've got a few minutes left. So, I really took 75 pictures, good heavens. Okay, so I want to say, no, I can't do that. Where major equals CI and GPA greater than 3, or major equals BU and GPA greater than 2. Okay, so I want to try to write that using SQL. So I want to see everybody that has a major CI and a GPA greater than 3, or a major of BU and a GPA greater than 2. So try writing that, and we will look at the solution for that. And remember the rules. Resolve order. By the way, the select can be written in upper or lowercase. The commands in SQL can be written in upper or lowercase. And in fact, that whole SQL that I wrote could be all in one line if you wanted to. We tend to put it down on the next line for different clauses. Select on one line, from on another line, where on another line. But it's not a requirement. So this from could be on the same line as the select. It just makes it clearer if it's on a different line. if I had done this in the user interface, the top two would have been on the criteria line, and the next two would have been on the all line, right?
Yeah.